therapy or immunotherapy. And again, there are a large number of studies now recruiting, mostly in the States, of people with advanced disease, and the early results are modest but positive for a medical oncology view, but I think we're at the beginning of that spectrum. So thank you very much. I'd like to finish by saying that DNA hypermethylation is a common event. There's probably 200 genes in each cancer that have been inactivated by this mechanism. We're now understanding a lot more about it because of global analysis, and it's likely that in the future we'll all be using epigenomic drugs, whether they're specific or generalized.